Locally, looking at for your Harbor Beach fans out there, that would be an ideal situation, that two of the top three teams would beat each other, and then you'd only have to beat one of them essentially down the road, barring a slip-up. So that's a very neat thing for them.
Division 7, coming into the night, we thought we'd have a great district with four local teams from the Greater Thumb Conference of Lakers, Cass City, Sandusky, and Marlette. Thus far, it potentially could only be Lakers and Cass City. We know that.
Right. I think Sandusky was leading that game. If they hold on, so three of the four would be local. But in that same region lies one team with a lot of points and maybe not the heavy favorite, but they would be right there. Detroit Loyola would be in that same region. So that would be a tough road ahead there.
Of course, Detroit Loyola is the back-to-back state runner-up.
Ishpeming
taking them out both times. Ishpeming,
I got to think Ishpeming be the favorite there, but a couple teams that you got to watch out for as well in there. I guess New Lothrop would be the team, but again, I don't know if their strength of schedule has picked up any at all.
You look at this Lakers squad, they could beat anyone right now.
Maybe not anyone.
Well,
but,
you understand what I'm saying, though.
I do, but you take down a team like Beale City.
That's a big
That's a big statement that they made tonight, and again, we will touch base on that on Sunday starting at 6 p.m.
on the Strong Side, our two-hour special. We have a lot of special things planned for that. Not all the details are finalized yet. We're trying to take it to the next level a little bit here.
Congratulations on your first media roundtable by the way.
Thank you. By default, Paul Adams and Dave Hansen both chose Beale City in this one. You were that close.
But one field goal away.
I graciously will accept this week's victory.
Well, you had already wrote down you were going to take Lakers anyway. I know you were.
Yeah. But now I would like to point out, despite everything, I'm only one win away from tying Paul Adams.
You are one win
behind.
One win behind, yes.
Don't call a comeback, folks. Tonight's presentation at WLEW Sports, Beale City versus Lakers, was presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Molly Quinn of Sandusky in Richmond, Randy's Honey Center of Van Ex, Moore Motors Sales of Carroll, Anger Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cassidy's DS Services, North Star Bank, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, Tonic Radiator and Air Conditioning to Banex, Bill Lukowski of Ameriprise, and Pigeon IGA. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb. Dave Hansen, final thoughts.
What a battle here, a defensive battle the whole way. Again, Beale City, I think, would have been the favorite in most people's mind. Lakers played great tonight. And, again, took care of the football, got first downs they needed, made stops when it was crucial, and just not enough time for Beale City to come make that comeback. So a great 14-13 game, and can't wait for Selection Sunday, Clark.
Yeah, it should be great.
Best time of the year.
This is our Week 9, you can't ask for much better. Week 9, they come in, and it's just an absolutely close game. I mean, you can't get any close, 14-13, literally. But, I mean, we really haven't made for very close games. The only other close game was Lakers-Cass City, 16-12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A game that Lakers had, 18 injuries with a 16-person roster?
Well, yeah, and then 20-some penalties in the game between the two. I mean, it got ugly there for a while. But, that was our closest game. So this was as good of a hard-fought game with no one getting hurt and everybody playing the whole way. It's as great a game as you're going to see.
So thank you for listening, of course. This game broadcast is copyrighted for presentation of WLEW Sports and the Thumb Broadcasting. No distribution or reproduction of this internet with broadcast without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated is strictly prohibited. Thank you to our crew here, Doug Gold of doing the numbers, Kayla Carson also doing all the numbers, back in the studio pushing all those buttons, Jay Lake, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen. Thank you to Paul P. Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune for the Media Roundtable, and I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. Be sure to join us this Sunday at 6 p.m. for our two-hour special of The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1. Your home for high school football. Lakers 14, Beale City 13. We'll see you in the postseason.